mobile.
Oh, what are you doing out bouncing around?
Whoa, I double with you. I'm starting to call another call. Go ahead and give me a call. I apologize.
4WRO, what are you doing out bouncing around this morning?
Let me turn this radio down here. N4WRO, and I can't remember the name this morning, but that's because I'm old. Oh, Bernice and I just went up for a joyride here to pay the water bill, and we're going to go down to Lowe's and buy a little extra grass seed. We seeded and aerated and fertilized there the other day, but there's a few little spots we need to hit.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Yeah, name is Bill. By Wendy, Lima. I gotta do that myself. I gotta get some of that winterizer fertilizer and get it out there. It's about time for it, right?
Well, you know, Bill, it is. The daughter used to own Lawn Doctor of Greer, and boy, somebody just passed one of those mopeds out here on the highway, and there ain't much room. And she tells us when to do it. And she orders this stuff and gets it for all of us. And so I paid for it this year because she paid for it last year. And it's not cheap by any means, but boy, it makes a beautiful yard. Now, we have fescue. Most people have Bermuda. So those times vary. And I would not be the one to advise you on that part.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I was looking, in fact, I was looking on the Scott's website the other day. Yeah, we got a mixture of fescue and zoysia out there. But it's more of a pre-emergent to keep all that crazy, what do you call it, all the clover. I mean, I had a bumper crop of clover this spring because I didn't do it last year, but I put it down this spring, and it took care of the clover.
Roger. Well, you know, there's another thing that's really bad. It's called henbit. It has these little blue flowers on it. And then what's that grass that gets in there, Bernice? Nuts hedge. It gets in there if you're not careful. It'll just take over.
Right, yep. Yeah, I seen, we had a little bit of that. I put Scotts down this spring, and it took care of that, too, so... I was in pretty good shape. I was pleased with what it did this year.
I think N4IQ, I'm not sure if it's zoysia or what kind did he have. He was real happy with that. The daughter chose the fescue, and I really, back in Kansas, I really didn't care what we had. If it was asphalt, it would have suited me fine. I wouldn't have had to mow it. But down here, it's kind of a hobby, I guess, when you get old, Bill. And my neighbor says I shamed him into redoing his yard.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, age-wise, I'm right up there with you, so I know what you mean. But, yeah, I mean, the wife's out there. She's out there every day piddling and doing something out there. And me and the kitty cat, we just go hide in the shack.
I know what you mean. Bernice is the same way. She's always doing something out there. I think it's bothering her allergies because her eyes have been red. And I took her to the eye doctor, and he said there's nothing wrong. So anyways, she's got a heart doctor appointment this afternoon, don't you? So we got that, and I had a blood draw this morning, and I'll have to go back till the 5th and for them to get their $200 and tell me I'm okay and that I have an old back. But other than that, and then we got to go one day this week and get some chickens up at Flat Rock. That's an interesting drive once you leave the highway up there, going over to Flat Rock. I'd much rather be on a motorcycle.
Well, my motorcycle riding days are over. You know, I told my wife, I said, there's two things to prevent me from buying another one. She said, what's that? I said, common sense and old age.
Worked a year before I retired at a hospital, and they call them donor cycles, and that's not funny, I'll tell you. I used to ride a lot when I was younger, and down here, it's just a license to kill, I think. I still got my motorcycle license. In fact, here comes one now. I love them, and they're wonderful. Next to flying, I think that's the biggest freedom you can have. But, you know, Bill, they kill 3 or 4 a week down here. Last week, I think they killed 4. And it's just scary. There's just too much traffic. And I don't think the people mean to kill them. They just don't have any respect for them and don't watch out for them. They don't read the signs that say, look out for them. And it's getting so crowded. It's just a very dangerous hobby. This is N0TR Mobile.
4WRO. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, I rode them for years. And then finally I wised up and said, no, I'm getting too old for this. So, you know, I took care of that. And as to the flying part, yeah, I retired from that too. I was teaching it probably for about 25 years. And finally I got tired of people trying to kill me. And I said, no, it's time to hang that one up too.
Well, you made a lot of people happy. I flew when I was in the Navy, but I wasn't a pilot, Bill. I just was a submarine warfare operator that operated a lot of different pieces of equipment for killing submarines and maritime reconnaissance and electronic countermeasures and things. But I always wanted to be one, but in the military you had to have 20/20, and I surely didn't. Now that I do, I'm too dang old, and I have congestive heart failure, so they wouldn't let me. Well, what did you fly, Bill?
I flew on the civilian side. I retired from the Air Force, but, like you, I wore glasses all my life, so that ruled that out. But no, I flew on the civilian side, everything from Cessna 150s up to Cessna 310 twins.
Well, my nephew took me up one time in a 150 over Wichita when Braniff Airlines had shut down all their big planes were sitting out there on the Boeing parking lot. But it was Wichita, Kansas is always kind of windy. Bill, KO4 LAO on here, if I got his call right, or Jim, he flew the KC-135s, I think it was, out of there, and maybe the KC-10s. I know the 135s were there, the 707s, basically, the air refuelers. So if you hear him on here, he did that for many years, and really a nice gentleman to talk to. He's a retired Air Force. I didn't feel comfortable in that 150, really. I flew in an old Cub when I was younger. Kind of like that. It was stick. And then I flew in a Palenka, I think it was. Something of that nature that my friend had that I worked with. And he had made several airplanes. He built them himself. First one was a Volkswagen engine, and then he built an old Army Cub. It was an exact replica. And I think the most pleasure I got was flying in the paragliders. And I've only been up 3 times, I think it is, in those. That's like riding in a rocking chair.
Guess what? You can keep those. I'm not getting in one of them rascals.
A lot of people said that, and they're probably more sane than I am. My wife's laughing over here. The ultralights, there's 2 or 3 of them up here just north of us, north of Lake Cunningham. I think they landed at that little airport up there. And we see them flying quite often. You can always tell by the sound of the Rotax motors, you know. They look like a lot of fun, but we had a couple of guys, brothers, that had built one up there in Pittsburgh, Kansas. In the very first flight, the family was out there watching them and that. And I don't know if they'd had it inspected or not, but they come flying over the field, level over the field, and something come loose, and the elevator went full down, and they nosed, well, the gentleman flying it nosed it in, and it killed him there in front of his parents and everybody else, and I decided, no, I don't think I need one of those either.
That's horrible, have something like that happen. You know, I've been probably on 5 aircraft accidents, you know, Air Force, where they, you know, ordered them in, and I tell you what, that's no fun.
Boy, the worst one I ever seen as far as debris left over was that one where the folks took over the plane from those pirates there, you know, and nosed it in, God bless them. There was just one hole and no debris. And the only other one I remember that was really bad was a B-52 was flying nap of the Earth radar at a very low level over a, not a peninsula, plateau out in, I think it was New Mexico, and he put that one into the ground. And that, boy, I'm telling you, that scattered that thing for miles. And I used to go out and visit my aunt and uncle in Wichita all the time, and there was always B-52s and B-47s there. And that was a real thrill seeing those things. They're monsters.
Officer, they're a good airplane. I was stationed out in California. We had a bomb wing out there on the base. It was a SAC tenant unit, and they had KC-135s and B-52s out there. And I tell you what, when them rascals lit them up, and especially when they did a cart start, I mean, you couldn't see for 10 minutes all the smoke coming out of those things. But, yeah, they're a neat airplane. I tell you what, that thing's been flying for a while, and I guess they're going to keep flying it for quite a bit longer. They've been doing so many upgrades to it.
Tom didn't tell you he flew with Ricky back there. He's so old. W40OC.
I resemble that. I think I heard Eddie Rickenbacker. Oh, Keith, I'm going to turn you over to Bill here in 4WRO. We just pulled up in front of Lowe's and got to run in there. Got to get my mask on and et cetera. Maybe I'll hear you when I come out on the way home. Great conversation, Bill. Really enjoyed it. And God bless you for your Air Force service. And those were great planes. I love to see the F-4s at times. They were smokers, too, in the right configuration. That made them kind of vulnerable over there in Vietnam. But other than that, they were a great hot rod, and oh, love to hear them take off. The only other one I really loved to hear better was the Willie Victors, the Super Connies taking off out of Jacksonville. You hear those things wrapping out, getting ready to take off. And then I flew in a two-engine recip for a while in the Navy before going to the B-3s. And you just don't forget those recips. The jets are nice, but I love to hear the sound of them. Take care. In 4WRO to take it with W400OC in 0TR's clear.
Okay, Tom, we'll catch up to you later. You and Bernice have a great afternoon.
Hello, KN4BWA.
Hi, what are you doing?
Tom in there chatting. And I've got my little HT set up on a crossband to my truck, and I'm down inside a metal building. How's it getting out?
That's working great, Steve. No, you know, no static, nothing. You're full quieting in a repeater.
And, you know, you know, I've got it. I got it over on 440 to the HT, and I'm going back out on the 610 for the repeat. So I guess it's getting out okay. All right. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Hanging in there for an old guy. I just sitting out here, came out in the shack with the kitty cat and was seeing if there's any parks on the air on HF, and I've been chasing them down a little bit. But other than that, same day, you know, different stuff.
Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse. Oh, I tell you what, you know what? I went to that ham conference up in Pigeon Forge, and I'll tell you something. The only thing keeping me from doing POTA was a good antenna, and I believe I have found the antenna that I want to get. So, if I jump on that thing, maybe you and I can get out and do a little bit of POTA.
Yeah, it might be something to do. I know there's one guy over there, he lives just west of me. I can't think of his name. I want to say Jason, but that's not it. He runs around quite a bit, activating the parks up here on the in the northwest corner of the state.
I'm kind of interested in getting some altitude. There's a couple of spots up there on the top of the parkway. One of them is Black Balsam Knob, and you got to hike into it. And this thing, I believe I could keep it in its package and hike it in. So I might be able to, you know, catch some unusual places, see how I can do. Other than that, how else is everything else going?
Good. Just, you know, enjoying life, enjoying this weather, that's for sure. I was out there in the yard working this morning with the wife. She's still out there puttering around. I came in to feed the kitty cat and see what was happening in the shack. But other than that, you know, we're just cruising along. Did I get what?
Reef. That's 3D2AG.
Nope.
Okay, well, they're out in the Pacific. I'm not sure how far it is off of Australia, but it's towards Fiji. And the guy's out there on a de-expedition at a place called Conway Reef.
Step on the net. De-expedition out there. Yeah, he's running CW, sideband, FT8. And FT4.
Night before last, I believe it was Sunday night, on FT8. And if he's still out there a little while, I'm going to try to get him on, ouch, stuck my finger. I'm going to try to get him on sideband.
Yeah, okay. I'll take a look. What band you get him on?
He's on 15.
Okay. I tell you what, 15 and 17 has been open the last couple of days. I worked all the way from the Netherlands all the way down to South Africa the other day on 17.
What a de-expedition out there at Coromos Island? Coromos? Something like that. Anyhow, it's just off the east coast of Africa, out in the Indian Ocean.
I just jotted that down here on the pad. In Port WRO.
Well, I tell you what, you go out there and start chasing some of that DX, brother, and I am about to make a decision on whether I'm going to put up another tower or not. And I may just put my ATOS up at the crown of my building and use my metal roof as my ground plane for an ATOS and see how that does. Well, listen, I'm going to jump off of here. I got places to go, people to see, and kingdoms to conquer. KN4VWA, behave yourself today. Have a good one. 73s. Clear?
Okay, Steve, stay out of trouble. We'll catch up to you later. N4WRO.
Steve, you need to wake up. You're dreaming. KB4CBA.
Dreaming about what, Dave?
said right there, all that BS stuff right there at the end, you know, kingdoms to conquer and blah, blah, blah.
That's the absolute truth, man. Yeah, I got kingdom to conquer. And the kingdom that's today is my building, my man cave, and I'm trying to get it straightened up. Oh, it's a battle. Hey, listen, I brought you back an ICOM pin from the conference, bud. So we need to get together sometime, and I'll give you your pin.
Pin you wear or a pin you write with?
Spreading device.
I hated to miss all that, but, yeah, my sister needed our support, still does, and we just came back from there yesterday, and, I'll be making a good many trips up there, helping her, clean out stuff. I mean, her husband, he kept everything, so there's a lot to clean out. And when his son and daughter come up and, you know, figure out what they want, then she can, you know, get rid of everything else that she doesn't want to keep. So hopefully that'll happen soon.
Bless that she's putting up with you, bud.
Well, yeah, she's put up with me for a long time. Oh, Lordy. And Mona's, you know, helping her with all the legal stuff, so. North Carolina has some interesting probate laws. I wish South Carolina had. But anyway. But she's going to be looking pretty good, I think, when all said and done.
It'll be all right. Well, bud, I'm going to get off of here. You going to play tennis?
And I'm going to get my hair cut right now. And, I don't want to keep you from your work there. And, but it's good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you later. KB4, or W4, WN4, what's your call? Anyway, this is KB4 CBA.
CBA, Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Clear, guy.